Rai, Argentina to the World presents Il amore después del amor, Love After Love, an essential record of Argentine rock. Love After Love was the seventh studio album of Argentine rock musician Fito Páez. Launched in the year 1992, it was a successful and very popular record in the history of this genre. Fito Páez recorded Love After Love in different stages with a production and infrastructure unknown until that moment in the Argentine music scene. The first recording sessions were in Buenos Aires back in 1991 with the presence of two international producers, the Chilean Carlos Narea and British Nigel Walker. Years later, Fito Páez would say that Nigel Walker's presence, who had worked with Pink Floyd and Paul McCartney, among others, was an essential figure during the registration. Love After Love contains 14 tracks. All of the songs were written and composed by Fito Páez, except for the last one, The Magic Wheel, which Fito Páez wrote together with Charly García. The recording was made by Fito Páez in vocals and piano and keyboards, plus guitar player Ulises Butrón, Guillermo Badalá on bass and electric guitar as well, Daniel Colombres on the drums, and Tweedy González on synthesizers and organ. The group relied on a number of special guests also. Throughout the album, we can notice the presence of some stars, such as Charly García, Luis Alberto Spinetta, Mercedes Sosa, Andrés Calamaro, basically a who's who of Argentine music at the time, the early 1990s. There is the song 2 Days in Life, which is a homage that Fito Páez paid to the film Thelma and Louise, that was directed by Ridley Scott, with the vocals of two female singers, Celeste Carballo and Fabiana Cantilo. Love After Love coincides with the love relationship between Páez and Argentine renowned actress Cecilia Roth, the undoubtable muse of most of the album. At the same time, it is a record full of songs that talk about women. There is Thelma and Louise, La Verónica, Donna Elena, and the undeniable figure, A Dress and a Love.
Sé que te traté bastante mal. No sé si eras un ángel o un rubí, o simplemente te vi. Te vi. fuiste entre la gente a saludar. Los astros se rieron otra vez. La llave de mandala se quebró. O simplemente te vi. Todo lo que diga está de más. Las luces siempre encienden en el alma. Y cuando me pierdo en la ciudad, vos ya sabes comprender. Es solo un rato, no más. Tendría que llorar. Salir a matar. Te vi, te vi, te vi. Yo no buscaba a nadie, te vi.
About the self-referential aspect of Fito Páez's record, journalist Mariano del Mazo says the following. If one has to think of self-referential artists who told their lives through their songs, the first that comes to mind is Charly García. And close enough is Fito Páez. From the very first verse of his first record, Del 63, of the year 63, where it says, I was born in 63, Fito has told his life through his songs. He stole everything through his music. About the incidents of his relationship with Cecilia Roth upon his records, Fito Páez himself states,
Cecilia fue una musa muy clara en ese momento.
Cecilia was a very clear muse at that time. She was an incredible figure in my life, and beautiful. She stimulated me and aware of her doings. She stimulated that machine.
Esa máquina, you know.
Gota que cae del cielo, no besa el suelo, no besa el suelo. Lluvia que cae del cielo, y yo la bebo, y yo la bebo.
Love after love meant the final consecration of Fito Páez. It became the top record in Argentine rock music history, with over 1.1 million units sold, an unheard figure in Argentine music. And it was ranked 13th among the top 100 best albums of Argentine rock, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Out of the process of elaboration, the musician and producer Tweety González recalls. Before working with Fito in Love After Love, I had taken part in several recordings of his. I had done turns when we closely knew each other at the studio field. We even lived together. Later on, we did The City of Poor Hearts. Later still, A. And in 1991-92, I believe it was in February of 92, he called me to do what would later be Love After Love, entitled at that moment. And we traveled to the city of Punta del Este for 11 days, with all of the equipment for the demos and the recording. It was a super hard work, head to head, many hours a day. The heart of the record was born there.
El corazón del disco nació ahí.
Love After Love was the seventh record by Fito Páez, who, till that moment, was not used to large budget for the production of his material. The musician himself recalls the moment his manager told him that Warner was willing to produce him.
Eso sí, me dio la, la pauta de que
and I felt they were betting hard. As a matter of fact, I had a budget of $150,000 for the first time to record an album in high quality conditions. Then, that summer, we went with Tweety González, Alejandro Avalis and Cecilia Roth, and we assembled the axis of the album with songs such as Traffic in Kathmandu, Set My Life to Roll Down, and Address and a Love. The structure was already assembled in Buenos Aires, but here in Uruguay, I gave it substance in the ballad of Dona Elena, 2 Days in Life. I assembled the structure of Love After Love with Tweety, recalling that it was him who supported the idea of the loop, which was his idea. After recording in Buenos Aires, Fito Páez travels to London to finish the record in Abbey Road, the studios where the Beatles register their recordings, and the Air Studio, property of famous George Martin. The record is launched in Argentina in July 1992, and the success is immediate. It becomes the best-selling record in the whole of Argentine rock history, and Fito gets a mass consecration in the presentation show. To explain the success of the recording, the chairman at Argentina Warner Music at the time, Chacho Ruiz, said that all the compositions were good, all of them worth listening. And Fito's personal manager, Alejandro Avalis, recalls the surprise in Buenos Aires and the excellent welcome of the material.
Volvimos de Londres con el disco.
We came back from London with the record completed, and 5 or 6 days later we had to play at the Centro Cultural Recoleta before some 3,000 people. Fito would play the piano alone, and there were started to smell something strange. There were many people and an enthusiasm that continued throughout the record whole presentation. The record presentation agenda in Argentina had scheduled 3 shows at the Gran Rex Theatre during the second semester of 1992 in the city of Buenos Aires. All in all, they were 11, and 2 more shows had to be added at the Vélez Sarsfield Football Stadium. And in March 1993, less than a year after the issuing of the album, the record had already sold 400,000 copies. The president of Warner Music Argentina, Checho Ruiz, recalls about this. It was an overwhelming recording. Everybody wanted it. Time ago, it had been Sass by Miguel Mateos. It was everywhere. Well, Love After Love was in all the houses, in the houses of everybody in Argentina. Success touched Fito Páez after a difficult and dark period. Prodigal son of the first Argentine rock generation, in 1986 when he was hardly 23 and had already recorded 3 albums, Fito was shaken by a family tragedy. In his birth city of Rosario, his grandmother and his uncle-grandmother were brutally murdered, a crime solved later on. His pain and anger born out of the situation gave origin to his next 2 albums, which were very dark and grim, City of Poor Hearts and A. And although for his next Third World he's doing much better, mass recognition will come only with Love After Love. And he himself reflects about it.
Yo creo siempre lo pienso como un premio que me dio la gente aquí, ¿sabes?
I've always felt that as a gift of the people, you know. Look at this skinny, there with the little piano, always writing songs. Look, everything he went through and yet he goes on. That's fine. Let's give him a prize. He deserves it. I think that even if I can't explain it, tribes work this way. At a certain time, there's always a prize.
En algún momento hay un premio.
Silence.
questioned many years later about people's favorite song on the album, most musicians and producers who took part in the recording pointed to Tombs of Glory, which would also become the channel of the distribution album, the single, the first single. It is also Fito's choice and the one we will hear now. Tu amor abrió una herida porque todo lo que te hace bien siempre te hace mal. Tu amor cambió mi vida como un rayo para siempre, para lo que fue y será. Lo que fue y será. La bola sobre el piano la mañana que ya que dejamos de cantar. Llegó la muerte un día y arrasó con todo, 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 todo un vendaval. Fue un fuerte vendaval. Algo de vos llega hasta mí. Cae la lluvia sobre París, pero me escapé hacia otra ciudad y no sirvió de nada porque todo el tiempo estaba dando vueltas y más vueltas que pegué en la vida para tratar de reaccionar. Un tango al mango revoleando la cabeza como un loco de aquí para allá, de aquí para allá. Después vinieron días de misterio y frío casi como todos los demás. Lo bueno que tenemos dentro es un brillante, es una luz que no dejaré escapar. Argentina to the World presented Love After Love, a fundamental album of rock history. Translation, Miriam Turcula. Presentation, Fernando Farias. Produced by Julita Galván. Edited by Leonardo Sangari.